Hello, this is Dr. Daniel Vinograd, biocompatible dentist, and I'd like to speak today about amalgam fillings. Amalgam fillings are a very, very interesting and controversial topic, and so I'm happy to discuss that with you today. There's been a great debate over the use of mercury-containing amalgam fillings for use in dentistry since the 17th century. Actually, in the early 1800s, a couple of brothers, their name Crocker, brought dental amalgam from France to the U.S. And by the mid-1800s, most dentists in New York were actually using it. Soon after this surge in the use of amalgam fillings by dentists in the U.S., the emergence of the American Society of Dental Surgeons, which was the most prestigious dental association, declared that the use of dental amalgam was malpractice and prohibited its members from using it. We're talking about the mid-1800s already, this controversy beginning. And 12 years after its inception, the ASDS, the American Society of Dental Surgeons, was dismantled, and at that point the ADA was founded in 1859 and embraced again the use of amalgam fillings in dentistry. Fast forward now to 2007, and the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, which is an agency of the Department of Health and Human Services of the U.S. government, ranks the most hazardous substances, the most hazardous materials. And mercury ends up ranking as third most hazardous. Now, keep in mind that the dental amalgam fillings, are 50% mercury. So that's quite a high content of a substance that is ranked as the third most hazardous substance by a U.S. government agency. In addition, dental amalgam manufacturers have posted the following disclaimer, and I quote, "Ingestion of this product, quote again, may cause neurotic and nephrotoxic effects." Furthermore, California Prop 65 warns, and again I quote, "This product contains mercury, a chemical known in the state of California to cause birth defects and other reproductive harm." So here we are now with this really ominous type of disclaimers, and dental amalgam, even though more and more dentists are moving away from it, still is one of the most widely used materials. Now the question is why has it been used for so long? And the truth is that amalgam, from just a physical point of view, it's a very, very good material, just from a physics point of view. It has withstood the test of time. There's no question about it. It's strong, it's resistant to abrasion, etc., etc. Unfortunately, the biocompatible aspect of this material has really not been looked at with enough care, in my opinion. And so, even though we're placing this on a human being, we're really just still looking at the physical characteristics of a material. So I feel that because it has been so efficient physically, that it has had a great deal of success. Of course, people ask me, what's your feeling? I definitely, I'm against the use of amalgam fillings. I feel that something that is 50% mercury does not have a real upside. And nowadays we have a number of great materials that we could use. I haven't used amalgams for decades, and I do quite well. I think my practice, we do beautiful aesthetic dentistry that is long-lasting without having to use the amalgams. Now, having said that amalgam is a good material from a physical point of view, there is a real drawback with the amalgams that really is not apparent for a long time. and that is after many, many years of the amalgam being in the mouth, amalgams have a tendency to expand, to swell, as you will. And this swelling actually causes a crack or multiple cracks on the teeth, and it actually starts losing its integrity between itself and the tooth. In my office, we do multiple crowns every month from old amalgams that have swelled and actually have cracked or fractured teeth. So even if, let's say, I was not a biocompatible dentist, and you know, I would take that hat off for a second, and I would start weighing both sides of this controversy as to whether to use it or not to use it. I would say it would be just common sense. Even if I am wrong, or I don't know if I'm right or I'm wrong, but if there's just a chance that I am right, why would we want to use amalgams anymore? You know, people say they're safe, other people say they're not safe, but in my opinion, we're playing with fire here, and really there's no way in today's environment and with the advent of new materials, there's really no reason why we should be using amalgam fillings any longer. Again, Dr. Daniel Vinograd, I hope this was helpful to you.